Their father was a very progressive man, ahead of his time. He started the mill, and at its peak, just before the Depression, I believe they had between 35 and 40 men working there. And they also had a power plant here in Hammond. It was run by steam, then later a diesel engine, until Niagara Mohawk put the power lines through. But the power was run only from 6 in the morning till maybe 6 at night. But one year they ran it 24 hours a day because there was a person here in Hammond that was very sick and was actually dying. And they wanted to have the fans to help keep this person cool. This was before regular air conditioning. So they ran the mill or the power plant 24 hours a day. But they had a gathering in Hammond one night. They called it the boys' night, and it was just like to honor them for what they had done and everything. And at that time, lumber that they sold would come to Hammond in boxcars, and they had a truck that they would take to the depot, which was really not that far away, maybe a quarter of a mile, and transfer all the lumber from the boxcar to this truck, then take it to the mill and sort it into the various dimensions. And Dad remembers very well the last load of lumber that came into Hammond by rail, because after that they shut down the railroad and removed all the rails and ties and even the telegraph poles and telephone, because they were just so far back from the main road and everything was moved up along Route 37. And even after Norris passed away, Fred kept selling lumber for a long time, right up to his death, really.